certain kind of flesh.
You mean burnt flesh?
Okay, have you heard it called proud flesh?
Proud flesh?
Yeah.
No, No, I haven't heard that one.
Okay, if you got a little cut on your hand, just a little one, you know, and didn't want it to get infected, you'd go over to the medicine cabinet and you'd get some reddish-brown stuff.
Iodine.
Okay.
Mercuricum.
Okay. And what do you call that tonic that they used to give people for malaria? And I think they used to give it to them for fever or cold, too. It's kind of a white, bitter powder that comes in the capsule.
Does it work you? Is it something that work you or something that you just take for fever?
I think it's just something that you take for fever.
Quinine?
Okay. Uh-huh.
I'm guessing at that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay, when you're talking about somebody dying, you might say, well, the doctor did everything he could, but the patient, what anyway?
Died.
Okay. And what are some, if you were at a funeral or something, you know, talking to the widower or the widow, whatever, you might not say died, you know, you might not want to say that. What would you say that might be a little more polite?
He passed.
Okay, anything else?
Deceased.
Okay. Would you use that in a sentence for me?
He sorry to hear that your wife is... No, that wouldn't be right. Deceased.
Mm-hmm.
Deceased. Sorry to hear your wife passed.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Anything else?
No, I fear not.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What are some kind of crude, humorous ways of saying it? Like, boy, I sure am glad that old skin flint finally...
Died.
Okay, or what if...
Kicked the bucket.
Okay, anything else?
Cast the chips.
Okay.
Cashed in.
Okay, anything else?
Let's see, no, that's about it.
Okay.
Cast the chip, kick the bucket.
Okay.
Kick the bucket is about the big one.
Yeah. You might say, gosh, the old boy's been dead a week, and nobody's figured out yet what he
died from.
Okay. They bury people at they bury people at a...
cemetery?
Okay.
Graveyard?
Okay, what's the difference between cemetery and graveyard?
Ain't no difference. I think it's just a name.
Okay. What would you call it if it was small and out in the country?
It'd be the same thing, graveyard or cemetery.
Okay.
That's just like a funeral home.
Yeah.
All right, now, we used to say undertaker.
Yeah.
And now you say funeral home. Now, what is the difference?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they do the same kind of work.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. If it's real small and it's out on the farm, what would you call it?
What a...
place where they bury people.
Plot.
Okay. What do they call the car that they drive a body in, you know, to the cemetery in?
Hearse.
Okay. And let's see. What do you call the box that they put the body in?
Casket.
Okay. You know the old-timey ones that were made out of wood and they were wider at the shoulders and they sort of tapered down at the ankles?
Uh-huh.
Do they call them anything else? Or
coffin.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Is that the same thing as casket or is that...
No, the casket is the fancy ones. Coffin is the, just a crude kind, you know?
Uh-huh. Okay. You might say, he sure was an important man. Everybody turned out for his
funeral.
Okay. And if the family is all dressed in black, you'd say they're in
mourning.
Okay. And, let's see. If somebody meets you on the street and says, hey, how you doing? And you're just feeling about average. You don't feel particularly good, but you don't feel particularly bad either. You'd say, oh, I'm...
doing pretty good.
Okay.
Very well.
Okay.
Not so good. Oh, so-so.